know what we did today? Today, we made history.
Barack Obama's wife, Michelle, made it clear to supporters election night this was no ordinary election. Barack Obama will become only the fifth African American to serve in the U.S. Senate. But it wasn't so easy. Obama seemed destined to fall short in the primary last spring until millionaire frontrunner Blair Hull's campaign imploded when divorce records were released. Divorce records also led to the Republican primary winner Jack Ryan bowing out, leaving Obama without an opponent for several weeks. Then Republicans chose conservative Alan Keyes of Maryland, a move that backfired as Obama wound up with about 70% of the vote. Obama says everything fell into place for him.
We've had some good breaks in this campaign. There is no doubt about it. And I am under no illusion that we come out of this assuming that all people throughout the state of Illinois agree with me on every single position. But I think that what we've showed is that all of us can disagree without being disagreeable.
Obama's story is one of overcoming odds. The son of a biracial couple, he grew up without knowing his father. He wound up going to Harvard, becoming the first African American to be president of that school's law review. He seemed on a political fast track as a state senator, but Obama miscalculated when he was soundly defeated in his challenge of Democratic Congressman Bobby Rush. This year was different. Along with the primary win, Obama delivered the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention. That performance put him in demand as a stump speaker and fundraiser across the country. While the 43-year-old Obama meant good news for Democrats, Republicans bickered as much amongst themselves as they did with the other party. Alan Keyes' placement on the ballot pleased those on the far right, but not moderates or independents. One survey election day indicated about one-third of Republicans cast votes for Obama. GOP State Chairwoman Judy Bartopinka says she was against the idea of Keyes.
I gave them my best advice. It was obviously rejected, and I don't, as I said, I did not have a vote. Ta-da. That's how it happened.
As for Alan Keyes, he told his backers his campaign is only the start for conservatives in Illinois.
In Illinois, we have gathered from every corner of the state the solid rock of people who act on behalf of the common good, who act on behalf of their faith, who act on behalf of an idea that is not corrupted by their own selfish interest. And on that rock, we shall build a house of integrity in politics for the people of Illinois.
He's also had the support of outgoing U.S. Senator Peter Fitzgerald, who chose not to seek another term. Political analyst Kent Redfield with the U of I Springfield says Keyes was facing an uphill battle, not only when it comes to raising money, but also on ideology.
And what we found is that when Republicans win in Illinois, it is the Jim Thompsons, the Jim Edgars, the moderate, pragmatic, middle-of-the-road candidates. And so, you know, you lost a lot of the moderate Republicans, a lot of the independents that lean Republican, ran away from Alan Keyes.
While Republicans look to regroup, Barack Obama gets ready to settle into a new job in Washington. He says he'll focus on issues central to his campaign platform, health care, education, and job creation. While he says he's looking forward to the challenge of the new job, it's clear Obama is being hailed as one of the rising stars in the Democratic Party, and some have high hopes for him. That was evident election night as he stood waiting to go through a long line of media interviews. Obama was met with the cheers of Barack for president. While that may be premature, it wasn't long ago few thought Obama could get to where he is today. I'm Sean Crawford.